Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGraw. Brandt reaches second base with a double. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ward trying to get to home. Brandt throws the ball into Orsino, who tags Ward, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsino moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Orsino scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into right field. Brandt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brandt. John moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Barber now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Danny Cater pinch hits for Al Weiss. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. John Romano pinch hits for Tommy John. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Cater moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Dick Hall now pitching. Gary Peters pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Romano moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Danny Cater now playing left field. John Romano now catching. Don Buford now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Palmer now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Harvey Haddix's now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.